堂听 class.com。
Oxford Supplementary Skills Listening Intermediate by Vivian Dunn and Diane Gruber. Unit 1. How good is your geography? Section 1.Task 1.
Well, I love Greece and I'd really love to go back to Greece. It's so nice and so warm and the people are lovely and I love swimming.
Nepal, I like the purity of soul of the people there. They're the nicest, most direct, most unneurotic people that I've ever met anywhere in the world.
See, I don't know. I mean, I like Turkey. I liked Austria, but I wasn't there long enough to really enjoy it. Switzerland was it. Yeah, I was hiking in Switzerland. Switzerland was grand.
Cyprus. The food was wonderful. The people were wonderful. The sun was wonderful. And the sea was wonderful. Cyprus is a lovely place.
It has to be Brazil. I was lucky enough to go there a couple of years ago. The thing that impressed me most of all were the people and how friendly they were.
Section 3, Task 1.
Right, we've got this little game that we'd like you to play. It's guessing countries from the outline.
Oh, that's going to be hard.
Yes, it might be. And we've helped you out by giving you a choice at the bottom of the page.
Yes, I see.
So that makes it a bit easier.
Oh, well, that's not quite so bad then. I think I'll play.
You'll have a go, will you?
I'll have a go.
Right. What do you think of number one, then?
Right, number one. Well, that's a good one to start with, because I know that one. I think, at least I think I do. I think that's Denmark, because there's lots of islands all over the place. I think I recognise that as Denmark.
So you're going to go for Denmark?
Yes, go for Denmark on number
one. Right, okay.
Now, number two, that's quite an odd one. It's long and thin, with little islands off the left-hand side. So that must be the seaside, and perhaps the land side's the other side. So I think that's up in Scandinavia again. So I'm going to guess Norway for that one.
Right, Norway.
Norway for number two.
Right, and what do you make of number three? Another funny shape.
That is a funny shape. Okay, I think that's a completely different part of the world.Don't know which is land and which is sea on that one. Let's have a look at the guesses I can have. I think I'll guess Portugal for number three.
Portugal? Right. Yes, it could be, couldn't it?
It could be. I'm not very sure about that one, though. Now, number four. That's an odd shape. That's a square with a bit taken out of the bottom. It looks like it's all a land border rather than coast, because they're funny shaped for coasts. Now I'm going to have to guess again. Call that one Spain. Spain, I think, for number four.
Well, number four, Spain. Right.
Number five, and that's another difficult one. That's just a bit like the other one. Only upside down. Squarish. Not much sea. What are my choices again? I'll guess Korea for that one. Number five, I think, is Korea.
Number five, Korea. Okay.
Well, we're going to get easier. These were quite difficult.
I think we do get easier, actually.
Good. yes. Well, they do, actually. Number six, I think that's easy.Because that's like a triangle upside down. Lots of coastline. So I'm going to guess India for that one.
Right.
India for number six. Now, number seven's the best one of the lot.
That shouldn't pose too many problems.
No, it shouldn't pose too many problems there. I think number seven's England.
Wow. Well, we'll see if you're right about that one.
Right. Now, they're getting hard again now. Number 8 is a bit like number 6, only it's thinner. Long and thin, with an island off the bottom. I think that's an island. Yeah, I think that's going to be Argentina for number 8. Looks like Argentina.
Right, so Argentina, number 8.
Now.
And, oh goodness.
Number 9, that's easy. That's getting further away, though. That's two islands with some sea in the middle there, and the top island looks like a ram's horn or something. So I'm going to say New Zealand for that one.
Right, New Zealand. Okay. And the last one is...
Save the hardest till the last. Ooh. Can't say what's sea or what's land there. It's like a looks like a lion's head if you look at it at one angle. I'll guess Iraq, I think, for that, because I haven't had that one. That's the only reason why I chose that.
Yes, that was a good guess.
Section 3, Task 2.
Okay, let's have a look at the ones you got right, first of all. Yes, you were right about Iraq.
Well, that was a lucky guess.
That was a good guess. And, of course, you were right about your Denmark one that you got right away.
Yes, that was easy.
And, yes, you were right to go for Norway rather than Sweden on your number 2. So that was good. Now, you've got the easy ones. You've got England, which was number 7. And you've got India, which was number 6. And you've got Argentina, which was number 8.
Yes.
And you got New Zealand, which was number 9. So that was
very good. Those are the easy ones. Now, what about the hard ones?
Well, I'm afraid you failed a bit on the squares.
Mm, they all look the same to me, I'm afraid.
You did fail on your Iraq square. But number 5, which was... number 5 was the one that you thought was
Korea,
but in fact was Spain. I mean, they are a bit similar.
Well, and miles
then
away.
The other one you got wrong was number 3.
Number
which
3.
Which you said was Portugal and was in fact Korea.
No, I didn't really have much of an idea with that one. That was a guess.
And the other one you got wrong was number 4, which you said was Spain, but in fact was Nigeria.
Oh, dear.
But, in fact, I mean, how many did you get right? You got 7 out of 10.
Well, I think my guess for that might be the easiest post with that.